AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. President Trump is praising surviving U.S. D-Day veterans on this 75th anniversary.
You are among the very greatest Americans who will ever live.
The president spoke in France at the Normandy American Cemetery near Omaha Beach, where World War II Allied troops landed on June 6, 1944, beginning an invasion that led to the defeat of Nazi Germany.
On these shores, on these bluffs, on this day, 75 years ago, 10,000 men shed their blood and thousands sacrificed their lives for their brothers, for their countries, and for the survival of liberty.
Moments before the president spoke, French President Emmanuel Macron addressed the surviving American D-Day veterans who were gathered there, saying France knows what it owes them, speaking briefly in English.
We know what we owe to you, veterans, our freedom. On behalf of my nation, I just want to say thank you.
Both Presidents Trump and Macron and their wives then took time to shake the hands of the veterans who were gathered there. President Trump says a lot of progress has to be made before he'll agree to stop the tax he plans to impose on imports from Mexico. He's trying to force Mexico to stop the flow of immigrants flooding America's southern border. Mexican and American officials are negotiating now, trying to stave off the threatened tariffs of 5% on Mexican imports. The first funerals are beginning for the 12 people who were killed in a workplace shooting in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Catherine Nixon will be laid to rest today. She was a compliance manager for the city. This is AP Radio News. The Justice Department has announced a settlement with a major opioid manufacturer.
Opioid manufacturer Insys Therapeutics has agreed to a global resolution to settle separate criminal and civil investigations, according to the Justice Department. The settlement calls for Insys to pay $225 million. According to prosecutors, Insys paid bribes and offered kickbacks to doctors in exchange for writing prescriptions for the fentanyl spray called Subsys, which is powerful and highly addictive. Subsys, which is FDA approved, is meant for use by cancer patients who developed a tolerance for around-the-clock opioid therapy. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Pope Francis will meet with the Russian President Vladimir Putin at the Vatican next month, a day before Catholic leaders from Ukraine gather at the Holy See to talk about the continuing conflict there and the fallout from the schism between the Russian and Ukrainian Orthodox churches. The Vatican says the Pope and Putin will meet July 4th. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.